WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been about 5 weeks since the College Station City Council voted 5-2 on the naming of its new community center. At the last council meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney received majority support to revisit the naming.
I'm sure you have received, I have received considerable expressions of concern about our naming of the current Arts Council building.
The mayor was part of the majority vote, leaving out the word senior in the official name of the center. The reference to senior was supported by the city's senior and Parks and Recreation Advisory Committees. The College Station City Council has unanimously voted to support the creation of a new government entity intended to bring more money to lessen traffic congestion in Brazos County.
We're about where Austin was 25 years ago. Austin decided to not build infrastructure, and I think we all know what the results of that decision was.
The retired director of the Texas Transportation Institute, Dennis Christensen, is among the members of an informal committee that has been working the past year laying the groundwork for what's called a regional mobility authority. The RMA was described as creating an urban TxDOT district for Brazos County within the otherwise rural Bryan district. The proposal, which will eventually come before county commissioners and the Texas Transportation Commission, has the support of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization. It is yet to be considered by the Bryan City Council. A woman and a four-year-old escaped serious injury yesterday morning after their SUV was struck by a train in Bryan. Police report the mother was ticketed for not having a valid driver's license and stopping where prohibited. The collision was on Dodge Street between South College and Finfeather. Union Pacific reports no one on board was hurt and the tracks were reopened about 3 hours after the collision. A nearly head-on crash on Highway 47 in West Bryan Saturday night resulted in one person going to the hospital and one of the drivers being arrested.
Bryan police report a 2-ton truck was going north in the southbound lanes when it struck the side of a Honda Civic. The car then struck a guardrail. Driver of the car was taken to the hospital with a fractured leg, a broken nose, and a cut. Passenger in the car was not injured. Driver of the truck, who was also not injured, was arrested for intoxication, assault causing serious bodily injury, and the unlawful carrying of a loaded .40-caliber handgun and a .30-30 rifle. According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Seth Maxwell of Bryan told police he did not call an Uber because he did not feel the need because he had only a short distance to drive to his destination. A Fort Worth man remains in the Brazos County Jail following his weekend arrest by a DPS trooper that began going 83 miles an hour on Highway 6 south of College Station. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Willie Brawley was arrested for drunk driving with two prior convictions, driving with an invalid license with prior convictions, threatening to steal the trooper's patrol car, threatening the trooper's children, and threatening to kill the trooper. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue you the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerably cloudy today as high pressure well east of the region now brings lots of moisture off the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be breezy with a high of 80 to 85. There's the slight risk of a shower. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy. Again, the risk of an isolated shower. Lows near 70. Little change through tomorrow. More clouds, breezy, maybe a shower or two. Highs around 85. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of a shower tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Cloudy and breezy Thursday, chance of showers. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the annual Building Champions Awards was held last night at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field, and several awards were given out to Aggie athletes. So we'll go over some of those and tell you where you can find the rest. Also, Aggie baseball back in action this evening. And the Houston Astros and New York Yankees squared off for the first time since last year's American League Championship Series. All that more coming up in sports.
So they had the evening of champions.
Building champions.
And it was in the Hall of Champions.
Yes.
Did they eat Wheaties?
I don't know if they did that. I don't know if they were full champions.
That's the breakfast of champions,
right,
after all.
Correct.
Right. Anyhow, thanks for Brad sitting in yesterday.
Yeah, welcome back, Scott.
Oh, thanks. It's really, you know, wonderful. Yeah.
Hey, guess what, Scott?
Sound so excited to be back with us.
No, jeez. I mean, no, it's not. Yeah, nothing personal. Yeah. What? All right, guess
nothing
what,
personal?
What?
Guess
yeah.
what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Scott?
Go ahead.
It's gonna be May.
Oh, welcome back.
Who is that?
That is NSYNC.
Specifically Justin Timberlake.
It's gonna be May.
By the way, they got their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
Yeah.
So
good timing.
I guess I really wish they had gotten it today though, because anytime somebody asked them, hey, when are you gonna get your star on the Walk of Fame?
It's gonna be May.
Was that the name of the song?
It's going to be me. No,
it's going to be me.
It's technically
But it sounds
line.
Like
me. It does. It does. Yeah.
And so everyone uses it on April 30th, May 1st.
That's it. Wow. Yep. That's very good. Now, you know what's coming up in 4 days, right?
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And it's on a Saturday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Why?
Well, because, I mean,
people can't take off work.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
For those of us who wouldn't do that, we get to celebrate without feeling guilty.
We don't have to do that, Reeves. We got the afternoon off.
Well, yeah.
Most
of
the time. Not
true.
All the time, but most of the time.
Well, I'm just saying. All right, so kids and parents fight sometimes, right?
Sure.
Right. And then kids will go, well, I'm going to run away, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's just part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I had my little knapsack packed one time.
Yeah.
I made it all the way to the end of the drive. Yeah.
But I was like with a friend and we were technically at his house and we decided to run away.
Wow, that was nice.
Now, so you were approximately.
I think it was more of I wanted to go on an adventure, so much running away. We weren't mad at anyone.
Okay.
We just wanted to go on an adventure.
Adventure.
And maybe not tell anybody.
Right.
Now,
but we found our way back.
How old do you think you were?
Ooh, maybe like 7 or 8.
Whose idea?
Ooh, probably mine, if we're being honest.
So were y'all just walking down the road? You're like, this isn't fun anymore. Let's turn around and go back.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. One time where we did. He lived in Nantucket, and back then it was really, really woodsy.
Out in
the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And so there was one time we did get lost in the woods, and we were smart enough. We found the creek, and we followed it all the way back to the road.
Oh, look at you.
I know.
Like Lewis and Clark.
I know.
Yeah.
But I do remember this, like, faint, like twinge of fear at one point.
You'd be lost. Your bodies would be found years later.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So ever since then, you've taken bread with you, little breadcrumbs
or whatever,
just to get back. All right, anyhow.
Yeah.
But in this case, and most of the time, it's just an idle threat, right?
Right.
So they go sit somewhere, maybe in a tree house, or down, like you say, or in a friend's house for the afternoon. Well, a 12-year-old Australian took things a little bit differently, stealing his parents' credit card, hopping on his Razor scooter, and running away to Bali. Bali for a solo tropical vacation. And this wasn't a short trip either. A flight from Darwin into the northern part of Australia would be just under 3 hours to Bali in Indonesia. The kid, named Drew, got mad at his parents over a video game or something, probably Fortnite, you know. After researching the rules about minors flying without adults online, he stole the credit card.
Wow, smart kid.
Scootered to the airport. Who is going to be, at the ticket counter giving them the okay to use their credit card?
Yeah.
Right. Someone's losing their job.
Yeah. I saw a funny bit on a TV show over the weekend where a guy is talking about how he needs to, he's at the airport and needs to change flights. And so,
oh, good luck with that.
Well, and they've got the, and so here we go. So the lady's going, because every time you go in there, they're just, okay, yeah, and you need to do such and such and such and such. She said, I'm really not listening to this
and
customer.
I'm like, what are you typing?
She said, what I'm doing is I'm writing a novel in my spare time. And that's what the whole bit was about. Because anytime you go in there, oh, you want to, okay, can I get on an earlier flight?
And let me see what we have.
Yeah, 157 keystrokes later, you know.
Right.
Well, we found one, but you'll have to pay $1,200 extra.
Maybe this kid bought the ticket online before getting to the airport.
Good point. Good point. Could be. But then don't you need some sort of ID?
Yeah.
Because I'm not thinking that there are very many 12-year-olds out there of their driver's license.
I think I had a Texas identification card. I had an ID.
All right, that's possible. So.
But again, I mean, I don't know how popular that is today, or normal, I should say.
And again, he went to Bali.
That's pretty cool,
you know?
A ways away.
Did he need a passport?
Yeah.
Info?
Mission. Not familiar with that part of the world.
He was
traveling
a stowaway.
That could be.
But he thought, gone were the days of stowaway.
Who found him?
I don't know. And did he decide to come back?
Right.
All right. Well, I'll have to see if I can dig up some more facts on Drew the Kid in Australia in the meantime. See what we can find.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent live auction Thursday, May the 3rd at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to BB&T, Chili Fest, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Valak Financial Advisors, and the flagship of Aggie Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
With so many roofers in town, who can you really trust? Every roofing contractor says he has insurance, but have you really verified their general liability to make sure your home is covered? Have you really verified their workers' comp to make sure their workers are indeed covered? Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you the secrets to truly verify if a roofing contractor has coverage. You want real protection, and we want to make sure you get it. Call Schulte Roofing today.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
It's welcome. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here you go. It's May the 1st. It's day 121. That means we got 244 of them to go. Oh, let me see. It's a whole lot of things because it's the first day of these months.
Right.
All right, so here we go. It's National Barbecue Month.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Be sure and talk to your Yankee friends about what their favorite hot dog barbecue recipe is.
Yeah.
Oh, man, on Twitter the other day, by the way, they were doing the rounds. It was at Brooklyn Barbecue is now better than Texas or something.
Oh, give me a break.
I forgot. Some snooty, uppity food reviewing thing.
Yeah, well, good
sure.
For them.
Okay. And you know what? They may just love it. And that's fine. If they want to have that, then they can just have at it. We got better food.
Sure.
It's bike month. That's okay.
I stay away from them.
Do you?
Well, yeah, for the
not a bike rider?
No, not really.
Okay. They have little yellow ones, you know, all around town.
Yeah.
It's hamburger month.
Okay.
It's the National Salad Month. Motorcycle Safety Month. Mental Health Month, Garden Month, Tennis Month, Meditation Month.
Ooh.
Yeah. Better Sleep Month, Nurses Week, good for nurses.
Yep.
And Drink Water Week.
Okay.
So this is your week to do that. Drink water. Okay, it's May Day.
Start some good habits.
That's right.
Go.
Exactly. It's New Homeowners Day. Okay. You know, when you buy a new house, do you go and get furniture too? Is that the thing you do? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Is that part of it? Yep. It's School Principals Day.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I know some.
All right. It's Executive Coaching Day, if you're an executive coach. National Chocolate Parfait Day and National Purebred Dog Day.
Oh, mine is a purebred.
Oh, okay.
And
mutt?
What?
Yeah, he's a purebred mutt? Or he's
he's purebred.
Oh, is
purebred.
He?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I could have gotten papers on him, but that doesn't make him any smarter.
Well, that's what you got to get him to get on papers. That's the most important part. Let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. We got some good ones today, actually. Not many, but good ones. Jamie Dornan is turning 36. He's Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey,
yep.
Chelsea's favorite movie.
I never saw that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Darius.
Just saying.
I just want people to judge Chelsea.
Okay.
Darius McCrary is turning 42. He was Eddie Winslow on Family Matters. Julie Benz is turning 46. Rita Bennett on Dexter.
Okay.
I watched Dexter. It was actually a pretty good show.
Oh, it was not. That guy was crazy.
Well, yeah, he was crazy. That was the whole point.
A medical examiner and a serial killer
all
in one?
I don't know how he got away with a lot of that stuff. But
okay.
Anyways, it's the movies.
Sure.
Wes Anderson is turning 49. Of course, he's directed a lot of things. Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
That's an interesting movie.
Oh, yeah, that one won a lot of awards.
And he's got that movie coming out, Isle of Dogs.
Okay.
It's got a ton of actors
in
it.
Out, yeah.
Ed Norton's in it, but I forgot, it's like claymation.
Okay.
It kind of freaks me out a little bit.
That's
but anyways,
a little bit weird looking.
Yeah, it is. Tim McGraw is turning 51.
Hey. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar.
Stay out of the beans.
That's
the
way.
Turning 51.
Tim.
Yeah, well, I told that story. He played here one time, and
at Reed Arena back when they hosted concerts.
No.
Oh,
actually, he was at auditorium at Rudder.
Oh,
Rudder.
Really?
Rudder Auditorium.
Okay.
Tickets were not cheap.
I bet not.
So I take my I want to say he was probably 12 year old, and I mean tickets I think were $50, which back then was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't watch the concert. Because he'd seen Tim McGraw on video.
Oh.
It wasn't a big deal to actually see the guy singing.
Oh, man, that would still... But it's different.
I know. But
12-year-olds.
Got a chance to see him, meet him, you know, get autographs.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Sign a shirt, all that kind of thing. That's kind of fun.
Did
but
he
anyway,
have hair back then?
He did have hair back then, as a matter of fact. Yep. All right, so other folks with birthdays.
And I've got my own Rudder concert story here in a little bit. I went to the BBSO this past weekend, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we'll cover that and so much more coming up later on the show.
Man.
Let's see here. Some other birthdays. Ray Parker Jr. is turning 64. You may know him from this little tune.
There's something weird.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't look good.
Who you going to call, Scott?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. Now, all right, I'll tell you another quick story there. All right, so same kiddo. Probably a year later, we went to New York City. He was a big Ghostbusters fan, gigantic Ghostbusters fan, and we went to the firehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Where they filmed it.
Right.
And those guys hand out patches.
Oh, cool.
That had the Ghostbuster on
it. Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, more than a few of them died in 9/11 because it was one of the closest places.
Mm.
But anyhow, but that firehouse that they used in the film, they had patches that they had.
Oh,
so it was still working. The firehouse was.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I went as a Ghostbuster one year for Halloween.
Oh, did you?
My mom got me some old coveralls of my dad's, and made me a patch, and then I had like a little super soaker that had a backpack.
Nice.
And did you put like green? I don't know stuff
sludge.
In it.
Yeah, no. Okay. I didn't do any of that.
Right,
but I did look
at
pretty sharp.
At least put water in it and shoot like the little kids in the neighborhood.
I did do that.
Steal their candy.
Has mom got pictures?
I mean, I was little.
Has
was
mom
it like last
got,
year?
Okay. Has mom got pictures?
It wasn't last year. Mom always has pictures.
Yeah, I'm sure somewhere.
Well,
that was before digital cameras.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, we'll have to work on that.
Okay.
Dan Florek is turning 68. Captain Cragen on Law & Order SVU.
For a long time. Yeah.
Paul Tuttle Sr. is turning 69. Of course, he is now meme-worthy. Or American Choppers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure.
Back in the day, 69. And Rita Coolidge is turning 73.
Oh,
my. Is lifting me higher.
And believe it or not, that song was used in Ghostbusters 2. It wasn't Rita's version.
I didn't realize
But yeah, and of course she was married to Chris Christopherson.
Absolutely.
For a while,
yep, she was indeed. All right.
My pup's birthday.
Oh, how many?
It's Coda's birthday. She's 11.
Oh, that's 77
yeah, she's
in
getting
human
a,
years.
Yeah,
right?
And she acts just like a little grouchy old grandma, so fits her well.
They do say animals take after their owners.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the fake news network CNN is offended that President Trump chose to do a rally for the people instead of attending that snarky, out-of-touch White House correspondence dinner and a whining, driveling op-ed on CNN.com. There you have Jeff Zucker's stenographer writing, President Trump was snubbing the press dinner and waging war on the journalists who cover him. There's a long tradition of the executive branch recognizing the role of the press in a democratic society. Trump frequently degrades news outlets and insults journalists. With trust in the media already at low levels, he's pouring salt in a wound. This year's event turned out so badly, the White House correspondence Association, even they issued an apology. So I guess it's safe to say that President Trump made the right choice.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best and simplest way possible. Brand new blinds from blinds.com. Every single order gets free shipping. And guess what? Their prices, they're unbeatable. Now, let's say you accidentally mismeasure. You pick the wrong color. They will remake your blinds for free. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Site-wide savings happening right now, plus an additional 5% off when you go to blinds.com/Hannity. That's blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Kubota ZEL2501 DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501 DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Now get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
My name is Daniel Hernandez. I've been practicing law over 30 years in Brazos County and across the state, and am very familiar with the services of the district clerk's office. I invite all members of the community to vote for business leader Gabriel Garcia for the position of Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel's successful experience in managing highly trained employees and his integrity will ensure greater performance that will bring value-added outcomes to the county. Join me in voting for Gabriel Garcia, a conservative Republican.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Good morning, it's 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. Brought to you this morning by Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, getting to 83 today. Winds will be up out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, maybe gusting to 25 or so. Then tonight down to 70. That's the low tonight, 70. Tomorrow and Thursday, looking at the upper 80s probably, and then still in the 80s as we head on into the weekend. Just be aware that we do have an increased chance of showers. Do have a slight chance starting tomorrow. But on Friday, they up it right now to 50% during the day and in the evening, and then 40% on Saturday. We'll see what happens. And then Sunday, they're saying we'll have the sunshine back. But nonetheless, it's kind of warmed up, as you can tell. Right now, winds out of the southeast at 8. We have a few clouds out there, and it is 68 degrees.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The White House has postponed a decision on imposing tariffs on U.S. imports of steel and aluminum from the European Union, Canada, and Mexico for 30 days, avoiding the potential for a trade battle with Europe as the U.S. prepares for tense trade talks in China this week. The Trump administration said yesterday it had already reached agreements with South Korea, Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. In a twist, during closing arguments of a six-week trial, the Justice Department urged the judge in the AT&T merger case to consider alternative remedies if he decides not to block the planned acquisition of Time Warner outright. The move yesterday came after months of legal maneuvering in the antitrust case, led some observers to believe AT&T and Time Warner had made headway in court with their argument that the merger won't harm consumers. The judge says he'll announce his decision on June 12th, 9 days before the company's merger agreement is set to expire. Crude oil trading at $68.05 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Bryan woman was arrested last weekend on an animal cruelty charge.
According to Bryan police, they found a dog that was, quoting, extremely emaciated, having a severe skin infection, and an abnormal gait. According to the arrest report, the year-old boxer mix named Rocky was euthanized 5 days after police took the dog to a veterinarian. 40-year-old Bursley Rosales told police the dog had been displaying symptoms for 20 to 25 days, and they were treating the dog by putting Pedialyte in his water and feeding him human food. Rosales is out of jail after posting a $4,000 bond. 2 hours after a car with two dogs was reported stolen from the West Bryan Walmart, police found the car and one of the dogs outside the Stripes convenience store at South College in Carson. According to the arrest report, a Chihuahua was still in the car, but a pit bull puppy had been sold for drug money. Officers later found the pit bull and was returned to the owner. Two Bryan women, 28-year-old Taishikia Henderson and 38-year-old Tamara Jones, were arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, theft with prior convictions, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An identity theft case with roots in Michigan and Pennsylvania ended in Bryan last weekend. That's after Bryan police received a call from the AT&T store on Briarcrest that a man and a woman had just been denied phones in College Station. That's after the man and possibly the same woman 6 days before used a different name to get five phones in College Station. According to the arrest report, the couple rented a Jeep from Dallas and were staying in a College Station hotel using a stolen credit card. That led to the couple being arrested on credit card abuse charges. The man was also charged with having a fake driver's license, failing to identify himself, and resisting arrest. An SUV stopped on railroad tracks south of downtown Bryan yesterday morning was hit by a train. Police report the driver and a 4-year-old child were taken to the hospital and were treated and released for undisclosed injuries. The driver was ticketed for stopping where prohibited and not having a valid driver's license. Union Pacific reports after the collision on Dodge Street between South College and Finfeather, it took the train about 450 feet to stop. No one on board was injured. The tracks were closed for about 3 hours. The College Station City Council will be revisiting the name of the new community center. During the council's last meeting, Mayor Carl Mooney said he received considerable expressions of concern about leaving out a reference to seniors in what has been the Arts Council building.
I think I would like to revisit that on a future agenda. Mr. Benham says no, but I'm seeing yes, yes, I'm seeing a no. I'm seeing four yeses. Okay, so it goes on a future agenda item.
5 weeks ago, the council voted 5-2 to leave out senior in the name of the community center, rejecting what was endorsed by College Station Senior and Parks and Recreation Advisory Committees. For the last year, an informal committee has been researching the creation of a new government entity to bring more money to Brazos County to reduce traffic congestion.
So just remember, at the end of the day, we don't want to become the next Austin.
Consultant Doug Bramwell was among the speakers at the last College Station City Council meeting, pitching a Brazos County Regional Mobility Authority. Bramwell says the RMA would give Brazos County a separate identity as the only urban county in the Bryan-based TxDOT district.
Madison, Leon, and Freestone, they rank in the bottom 50% for population in the state of Texas. Brazos County is ranked within the top 10% for population.
The RMA would not have the authority to levy taxes, but would have the power of eminent domain.
You know, right now, toll roads are out of favor. But however, when toll roads are again in demand, this tool could utilize that funding method.
The College Station Council unanimously voted to support the RMA with a letter to the County Commission. If the county approves, then it goes before the Texas Transportation Commission. Attorneys for the state of Texas are back in federal appeals court, this time arguing about the state's recently overhauled foster care system.
It was back in January that U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack reviewed the state's latest attempt at fixing the foster care system she once described as broken and unconstitutional. She concluded the latest fixes didn't go far enough. Governor Abbott disagreed.
A true reform from top to bottom, and that's what we were able to achieve through a multitude of pieces of legislation that will have a profound effect on the future of Texas.
So the state appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court, and now it's up to a 3-judge panel to decide if the state needs to do more. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
If you have your auto insurance through State Farm, you can look forward to a rate decrease. The company's Chris Pilsick says customers will see an across-the-board drop of about 3% starting next month. The lower rates come despite big payouts last year after Hurricane Harvey.
38,700 auto claims in Texas filed with State Farm. We paid $374,800,000 on Harvey-related losses. But like we've said in the past, it's not one storm, it's not one season that really influences rates.
Pilsick says the average customer will save about $35 a year. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for a long, long time, since 1946. And while we've talked about glass is still glass, the way you use it, how you use it, has changed a lot. And, you know, one of the areas that you think about is your bathroom or maybe your kitchen. Because a remodel in the bathroom is adding a shower enclosure or maybe updating a shower enclosure is something that a lot of people like to do. Well, Acme Glass can show you some of the enclosures that they have installed here in the Brazos Valley. Their showroom for that is over at 810 South Washington, which is kind of behind the Whataburger, just north of the curve on Texas Avenue. Stop in there, have a look at the kind of work that they do here in the Brazos Valley and that they can do for you. And, of course, they've also got their location in downtown Bryan, where they've been for a long, long time, at 223 South Main. And there you can get your window glass, plate glass. They also have straight-line bevels that you can add to glass or mirror if you want to do that. And, of course, the windshield repair. And then right across the street from the main entrance of A&M is the third location. But they are here to help you out when you need glass or want glass, and that includes plexiglass as well. Stop in and see them at a location near you. That's Acme Glass.
When buying compact construction equipment, you're most concerned with performance, warranty, longevity, and price. Performance. Yanmar's commitment to bringing you powerful fuel-sipping engines and relentless innovation is second to none. Warranty. Yanmar provides an industry-leading 4-year, 4,000-hour warranty that others can't touch. Longevity. For over 50 years, Yanmar has been the name to trust to withstand the toughest working conditions. Price. Call John Jarvis at ASAP Equipment today, and you'll be more than pleasantly surprised.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:39. Let's do a little bit of weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Moisture will continue to move out of the Gulf of Mexico, so that keeps us under cloudiness today. It'll be breezy, warm, 80 to 85. There may be an isolated shower today, but much of the day will be dry. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. Again, the chance for a stray shower, lows near 70. Tomorrow, similar type of day, mostly cloudy, breezy, warm, 85. A shower or two possible. Will be cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers Thursday, highs 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the 5th annual Building Champions Awards was held last night at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field. Of course, plenty of athletes being recognized for their work on and off the playing court or the field or what have you. We'll hear a little bit from that, as well as talking about some of the awards handed out. Also, 18th-ranked Aggie baseball back in action tonight as it welcomes Prairie View A&M to town. So we'll cover all of that and so much more coming up in sports.
Okay, so Tom Brady, he's the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Yes.
And I don't know, makes $12, $15 million, I'm not sure, right?
Yeah, something like that. Not counting endorsement deals, obviously.
Ask in an interview yesterday if you felt appreciated enough by the Patriots.
Do you feel appreciated by them, and do they have the appropriate gratitude for what you have achieved?
I plead the fifth. Look, man, that is a tough question. Yeah,
what?
I mean, I think everybody in general wants to be appreciated more at work, you know, in their professional life. But there's a lot of people that are appreciate me more than, you know, way more than I ever thought, you know, was possible as part of my life. So the people that I work with, they're trying to get the best out of me. So they're trying to treat me in a way that they feel is going to get the best out of me. And, you know, I've got to get the best out of myself.
What?
Interesting answer. Okay.
I guess so.
Stop deflecting, Tom.
See, he's still angry because his wife makes more than him.
Right,
that's what
of course.
I'm thinking. That's where that all begins.
Wow. Good luck making more than Giselle.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
He is going to be fine financially, and he could retire today if he wanted
right.
to and be just fine.
And I
and would
think
be regarded as the best quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, I think the Patriots appreciate him and what he's done for the organization.
Can he just say,
whatever.
Hell yeah?
Yeah.
maybe he feels like Bill Belichick isn't being nice enough to him.
Is
I don't
it?
Know.
Okay,
Bill doesn't seem like
be.
A very nice person.
Yeah, that's also true.
I'm just surprised that he would. I mean, at this point, it's Tom Brady. It's not like he might feel that he's bigger than the organization. In a lot of ways, he is. It's not like they're going to just dump him.
True.
But that being said, I'm just surprised that he would say that.
He's not very much a team player.
That's
respond.
The only team right. he's ever been with his entire career. And he's won, what, 5 Super Bowls, 4 Super
right.
Bowls, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to several more. I don't know why he would feel the need to say that, but who knows.
Rustling in some feathers.
Well, he's a weird he's a weird guy.
Well, he's different.
He's a little bit different. Yep. Most great athletes are.
So you go to the Texas Tribune page today. I mean, the rest of it. Okay, well, first, wait, one story. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly strongly denying reports from NBC News that the president called him an idiot and that Trump doesn't know about the policy issues on his agenda. In a statement yesterday, Kelly said, "I spend more time with the president than anyone else. We have an incredibly candid and strong relationship," which means he probably did call him an
idiot. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
And so he said, "He always knows where I stand, and he and I both know this story is BS. I'm committed to the president, his agenda, and our country. This is another pathetic attempt to smear people close to President Trump and distract from the administration's many successes," end quote.
Unless he says, "You fired," then I guess he's all right.
If you ever watch Veep, which is not family friendly in any way, shape, or form, that's probably as true a depiction of Washington as anything.
And what platform is that on?
That HBO. Is on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah. They talk, quote, very candidly.
Right.
It's Elaine.
Yeah, it
from
is.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's anyway, but that's probably true. Okay, anyway, so back to Texas Tribune. Headline says, the cost of recruiting athletes has doubled at top Texas colleges. At some schools, students help foot the bill. And they have a picture of a large stadium in central Texas.
It looks familiar.
It does, doesn't it? anyhow, so they've got the story. Texas A&M leads the way with while UTSA ramps up the spending. So no school in Texas spent more on recruiting during 2016-2017 school year than Tets A&M.
Whoop.
Yep, there you go.
How much did Texas spend?
Let's see.
I bet the numbers are really close. I can't imagine it.
A&M was their growth in spending since 2001 when they started doing this survey. At A&M has gone up 184%. Okay, Texas has gone up 77%. But
yeah, and it doesn't actually show which of those lines on the graph is UT Austin.
Yeah, it. UT Austin's down there a little bit farther. Down there below Texas.
Oh, yeah,
Tech.
But to the left.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't show,
right.
Like, where they are in recruitment spending. Yeah.
Back and to the left.
Yeah, there. Well, no, we happen to be looking at the same chart. But anyway, though college athletes aren't paid, recruiting them is an enterprise that has many of the wine and dine hallmarks of the corporate world. Programs like Texas A&M and the University of Texas at Austin can afford those prices. They each put more than $2 million toward recruiting last year, while raking in millions in revenue. So there you are.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Orange School and their mental health center.
Okay, well, tell me about it.
Well, they're apparently, this is according to several reports with Fox, and I read some of what the health center put out.
Okay.
But they're basically looking at masculinity as somewhat of a mental disorder.
They're trying to
preach against a certain type of masculinity, in which they say that, you know, often to be masculine, you have to be rugged and not have any feelings and angry all the time and that sort of thing.
And this is the
restrictive masculinity.
Restrictive masculinity.
Yes. So this is the mental health center. It's part of, I believe, that Masculine UT.
Yeah.
That's the program. It's a masculinity rehabilitation program.
Well,
so they basically put everybody in a room and say, look, you don't have to be the clear cut, which is true. Not everybody, we're not all cookie cutter shape.
Right.
I mean, everybody's
right.
Different.
Not everybody's an alpha male.
And that includes guys.
Yeah. Right.
And, I mean, even if you are ruggedly handsome and strong and can do all the things that any big time masculine guy could, you also have a sensitive side too.
And that's to be important. Right, and that's fine.
But
still,
yeah.
If you don't have that, that's okay too.
Right. I'm not sure it's a mental disorder.
It's basically saying if you're quote unquote a masculine person, then you're just a jerk.
Wow.
And that's not true.
That's pretty
not
unfortunate.
True.
Yeah, that is.
That's pretty unfortunate.
So, anyways, you can look it up on your own if you want.
Okay, that's when did that come out?
Was
that
well, it really started hitting the national airwaves a couple of days ago. I had seen something on, I believe, the Twitterverse last week.
Mm. Well, one of the guys who's on Fox at night, I forget what his name is. Anyway, he did a deal for about 3 weeks, a segment talking about males in America at this time of year, I mean, and at this time in history, and how it's changed. I mean, how it's really changed. And as you say, the way that men used to be depicted or whatever is now frowned on, and I guess this is medical research to back that up. All right. Well, hey, be who you are, okay? 6:47.
Think your child ever gets enough sports? Wrong. Registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Volleyball has begun for the fall season at Central Baptist Church. Central Sports Flag Football is specially designed for 4-year-olds through the 6th grade, and girls volleyball is 1st through 6th grade. Register your child today for some great fun and start building their confidence and good character. Coach and referee volunteers are also needed. Come join the Central Sports team. For more information and registration for Central Sports Flag Football and Girls Volleyball, visit centralbcs.org/sports or call 776-9977.
Hi, Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Most of us who grew up here in Texas can remember those long summer days. No breeze, no clouds, in our case, not even an air conditioner. I go back that far. College profs at Texas A&M just weren't paid all that well back in those days. Water gardens cheer summer landscapes, and I would have loved to have had a water garden as a young gardener. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes out signed. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Back when I was a kid, we looked for every possible way to cool our lives during June, July, and August, and one of the best ways was to work in the garden out under the large white fruiting mulberry tree. It wasn't long until the mind turned toward thoughts of water. How could this 14-year-old youngster with a growing interest in horticulture bring water to his family's landscape? And then the idea hit me, a backyard water garden complete with all the lovely bog plants my botanist dad had shown me in our travels across southeast Texas. Unfortunately, I never finished that water garden, really never even got it started. Those dreams are still alive, and this could be a year that maybe I'll put a water garden in. I do have fountains that bubble all summer long, and that alone is very nice. As we set out to develop our water garden, we're going to look first at the possible locations. It needs to be visible, preferably in an area of entertainment and relaxation. Water gardens are usually comfortable and informal, meant for gazing and meditating. They're better, for example, alongside a garden bench than near a high-speed street or highway. Water features need to look like they belong in the landscape. Water needs to be natural, not contrived. It should nestle in among shrubs or trees like a pool in a meadow. It should be in scale with its surroundings. The pool needs to be in a sunny spot, but one where leaves and debris won't constantly fall into it. The water should be still. If you have fountains or waterfalls, keep the plants well away from them. You can either choose one of the many preformed fiberglass pools, or you can form your own in any design using heavy. That's 20 mil or heavier black PVC as a liner. The depths will vary depending on the types of plants you're trying to grow, but many plants do best in water 14 to 18 inches deep. You can include ledges to support plants around the edges of the pool, or you can use bricks or concrete blocks under the plant's submerged containers. You want to include an interesting collection of plants. One single specimen water lily may be adequate for a small and simple pool, or you may want to include several different kinds of unrelated bog plants for a more natural woodsy effect. You can even introduce lovely fish like koi to your waterscape. Water gardens are a great deal of fun. Consider all your options. Let your mind wander. See what other people have done. Talk to the water gardening specialists. There are some great ones out there, and there's a lot of information online. I'm Neil Sperry. Ferns will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas, a great topic for the summertime. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. The 5th Annual Building Champions Awards was held last night at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field.
Each day, she brings the kind of drive and competitive energy
that permeates through her teammates, making her easy to follow. She represents her program and school with excellence on and off the field, and we're proud she wears the maroon and white. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the winner of the Distinguished Letterman Award, Tori Vidalis.
That's Texas A&M softball head coach Joe Evans announcing her senior first baseman. Now, Vidalis winning the Distinguished Letterman Award, which is the highest honor given to an athlete by the athletic department and is based on excellence in athletics, scholarship, leadership, and service. Now, to see the full list of winners, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. 18th-ranked Aggie baseball is riding high in the saddle following a road series win over Mississippi State this past weekend. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Belina Show on The Zone yesterday to talk about the series victory.
And again, we're playing Mississippi State, who's as hot as anybody in the country right now, coming off a midweek win against their rival Ole Miss, who's having a great year, sweeping Arkansas the weekend before. And for us to go in that environment and play the way we did, I couldn't be more proud of our guys. And, you know, it was something that we really, really needed, was to go and get a series on the road.
Coach and the guys sit at 32-12 overall and 11-10 in conference play, good enough for third place in the SEC West standings. They'll be back at it again tonight when they welcome Prairie View A&M to town. First pitch is at 6:30 at Bluebell with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Well, it was a rematch of the American League Championship Series last night at Minute Maid as the Astros squared off with the New York Yankees.
Swing and a miss, struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take game one of the series from the Yankees, winning tonight 2-1.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros radio. Carlos Correa collected two hits and an RBI as Houston snapped New York's nine-game winning streak. Righty Charlie Morton, who picked up the win in last year's game seven of the ALCS, pitched two-hit ball into the eighth inning and struck out 10.
Getting a hit early helped out a lot. I think being more aggressive, Matt called a great game. The curveball was there, cutter was there. Threw a couple changeups for strikes, got an out. So, all in all, it was a good mix.
The Astros and Yanks will meet up for Game 2 tonight at 7:10 at Minute Maid. Up in Cleveland, Jose Ramirez's RBI double broke an eighth-inning tie, and the hometown Indians rallied for a 7-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Texas scored twice in the top of the eighth to go ahead 4-3, but then the Indians quickly regained the lead by scoring four times against reliever Chris Martin. Here's Rangers skipper Jeff Banister.
Felt like that, you know, if we could have kept it in range, we were going to have an opportunity there in the ninth, which we did. Proud of our guys and how they went up. Robinson, a quality at bat. Chu, a quality at bat. Mazar, a quality at bat. Pro, quality at bat. And there at the end with Gallo, taking it all the way to 3-2. And listen, must have been a tough pitch at the end there.
The Rangers and Tribe will square off again tonight at 5:10. The Boston Celtics hold a 1-0 series lead over the Philadelphia 76ers following last night's 117-101 win. Tonight, the Cavaliers and Raptors kick off their series in Toronto at 7 o'clock, and the Golden State Warriors go for a 2-0 lead when they welcome the New Orleans Pelicans to town at 9:30. On the ice, Las Vegas took a 2-1 advantage over San Jose with a 4-3 overtime win, and Tampa Bay bounced back from a Game 1 loss to top Boston 4-2. This evening, it'll be the Capitals and Penguins duking it out in Pittsburgh at 6:30, and the Winnipeg Jets play host to the Nashville Predators at 7. Both of those series are tied at a game apiece. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Spring is here, and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsideBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Good morning, about a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. So now, Zach, we haven't talked since the NFL draft.
I know. So much has happened.
Yeah. So did they use this parrot to announce the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Oh, the parrot.
I didn't see. I saw the video. I was in a restaurant or something, and I saw the video, but I didn't actually get to hear
and
the parrot.
And Chewbacca? You didn't get to hear Chewbacca?
No, I didn't. But he doesn't speak English. Parts. They must have had a translator. I did hear Vince Young stumble over the name Harold Landry.
Well, there you go.
That was sad.
What can you say? All right, let's do some weather, shall we? Because it's going to be, it's getting warm again, folks. Look for a high temperature today, about 83. Going to be breezy, though, about 25 miles an hour. We'll be near 90 on Wednesday and Thursday. And then we got a 50-50 chance of rain on Friday night, and a 40% chance of rain on Saturday. 68 right now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW. College Station, Bryan, 7 o'clock.